Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to the 489th episode of the Sales Podcast. I'm Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, your host. Today, we have Tony Lucero back in the house. He first appeared almost 4 years ago, back in May 2017. We talked about hypnotic selling. I've known Tony for a long time. We met here in Temecula. I don't even know when. 2006, maybe 2007, somewhere in there. But super smart guy. He still is, I guess, but doesn't practice it as much. But was a stage hypnotic comedian, performer, one of the funniest dudes I'd ever seen. We went and saw his show so many times. What he did to my cousin, who's a cop. Let's just say when we meet, you buy me a beer or a bourbon. And I'll tell you the story, and it will be worth your time and your money. It was unbelievable. So people that say hypnosis doesn't work, you are wrong. That's all I'm going to say, all right? Tony has shifted gears a little bit, and we get into it, and I challenge him as well right from the get-go because he's always been into kind of the self-help, fix yourself, right? I mean, for lack of a better term. And I told him some of this stuff seems a little woo-woo, and he does not back down from it. And we had a good talk, and I learned a few things in the process. So, talking about how he has grown, how he has shifted, what he's doing now, I think you're going to learn a few things that's going to help you sell mo better. It's going to help you live a better life. And, hey. That's hopefully why you do what you do. Later today, I'm heading up to Big Bear, go play in the snow. The family went up last night with our sister-in-law and her kids, and I didn't need all of them around. So, I just waited a day. Got in my jiu-jitsu yesterday, going to do a little no-gi this afternoon, then I'm going to head up. So let me know what you think of this episode. And I am working on a new program. Not sure what it's going to be called. I'm leaning towards From Worried to Wow. Let me know if you like that name. I'm working with a team to help me put it all together and start promoting it. You're going to see some see and hear some new promotions coming out here very quickly. Still doing some private consulting, heading back to Phoenix next week. A little bit of play, meeting some buddies for golf in Scottsdale like we do every February. And then mixing in a little business. Got a new client out there, just landed a new consulting client back in the Carolinas. Helping them create a sales team. It's a small family-owned business, multi-generational. They've relied on distributors for many years. And lo and behold, the distributors are changing. These distributors... they're reliant too much on one. They sell through a bunch, but it's the 80-20 rule. But this one distributor is probably 90% of their sales. But they've declined 25% in the last year, and they bought another distributor. So maybe they're going to be 95% of the business. So they're selling 25% less, and they want bigger margins. And I talked with this family-owned business 3-4 months ago, maybe, because they kind of knew this was coming. And now they're in full, not panic mode, but, it's got their attention. So, they agreed today to the terms. So I'm going to help them put together a sales team. We're going to strategize everything, create a formula for it, which is really what I do. I mean, sales is a lot more predictable than you think. And the son, who now runs the business and is the CEO, him and his sister, who is in charge of operations. But the, you know, the CEO, he's an engineer. He's always developing the equipment, the tools that they make. But they appreciate the data-driven, systematic approach that I apply to this, because sales is very, sales are very predictable, very strategic, very scientific. Yes, the art helps. Okay. But the process-oriented approach is scalable. It's predictable. Okay. You can grow a business that way. I would rather have a bunch of process-driven salespeople than a bunch of winging it, happy-go-lucky, make it up on the fly, because that's not scalable. All right. You may have some high flyers for a moment, but you're also going to get into trouble. So if you need that type of predictability, scalability, you know, strategy in your or sales organization, hit me up. All right. TheSalesWhisperer.com. Go to the contact us and we will talk about it. See if it's a fit. All right. Now let's bring on Tony. Tony Lucero is back in the house all the way from episode 251.5 FM.
I like
Does
it.
Does that work?
Yeah.
All the way from where? Where? What part of Nebraska?
It's actually, I moved to a small town called Denton, Nebraska, which is right outside Lincoln, right outside, 5 miles outside the capital.
Oh, very nice. Well, all the way to Nebraska.
219 people, Wes. 219 people in my town.
Well, you're old enough to remember that salute, right? From Hee-Haw.
Hee-Haw. Yee-Haw.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The days.
And you're my guinea pigs. So I appreciate new service, riverside.fm. Maybe I'll make them a sponsor of the show. We shall see. We'll see how this comes out.
So far, so good. You look good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, man, you and I both being, you know, Air Force veterans, so we always look good, right? I mean, so that's not really a compliment. It's just like the sun comes up in the west or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. We look good and we're smarter than the average bear, if you know, well, if you know.
Because we all know that the sun really comes up in the south. So, but anyway, I digress.
Settles in.
So what's up, man? We were neighbors back in the day here in Temecula.
Yeah.
You've been doing some stuff. You had you're a trained hypnotist, entertainer, business owner, entrepreneur. But man, it's been almost 4 years since you were on the show. So what the heck have you been up to?
Yeah. Yeah, no. Well, that was the old version of me. I've been upgraded a few times since then. Got four. Has it been 4 years? That's crazy. Dude,
no. It's not allowed. You have to be stuck in whatever you're in. Okay, you're in a groove, then it becomes a rut, and a ditch, and a trench, and it becomes the Grand Canyon. Right? You're just supposed to be more. You're not allowed to change.
That's what I hear on the street. But I've always been, you know me, I'm always been the outsider.
Damn rebel.
the little maverick that I am. But no, it's been an amazing 4 years. You know, it's kind of been, I've reinvented myself again. As I keep playing in the space of personal growth and personal development, like stuff just keeps coming up. And then when it comes up, you kind of go, ooh, this is interesting. And then when you start playing with it, you go, oh, hey, I like that. And then now all of a sudden you're in a whole new, you know, whole new world, doing a whole new thing. And that's what I've been doing. So I've been really hot and heavy in the coaching kind of space, the spiritual guidance kind of space, the sound space. You can see it's my pyramid back there, but I've got sound bowls and gongs and pyramids in my room. So I do a lot of energy frequency stuff. You know, I'm all about helping people discover their frequency and elevating their lives through our own little power. You know, we're all little walking little portals of power. So I help people discover that, turn it on. Interestingly enough, you're doing FM. That's a frequency.
There you go.
So that's weird, actually, that we're talking about this. And here we are for the first time ever, and I'm the guinea pig of an FM frequency right now.
It was meant to be. All right, man.
It's a sign.
It's a sign. I'm going to play devil's advocate because I am not into all of that stuff. So you're going to have to – you got to edumacate me. You got to persuade me. What is all this stuff? I mean, I do understand. Yes. I mean, from an engineering standpoint and E=MC² and energy is never created. It's just transformed. I get all that.
Perfect.
And even the whole frequency and vibration, I mean, people take it to some pretty deep levels, but I do like, I literally got the Sales Whisperer name from the Dog Whisperer, right? I was watching him, literally watching his show, and he talked about the energy. And we watched our neighbor's little dog this past week. And, you know, my dog obviously lives here, so she's in tune with what's going on. She hears a little sound. She gets up and barks. He gets up and barks, right? So that little puppy was in tune with my dog's energy. So I get a lot of it. But some of it seems to be taken a little too far, but let's explore it.
So actually there's really nothing we need to explore. Cause what you said is what energy is, right? Energy is in everything and everybody. A thought is energy, right? If I have a negative thought, that thought energetically can make me do something, you know, that, energetically causes me to go in a spiral. It causes me to do whatever. So everything is energy. So you already said that. So I didn't tell you that. People go, well, that doesn't make any sense. Like a rock is not energy. So let me describe how this works. You're walking on the beach. You're on your cell phone. You're energetically connected to somebody on that phone. You're having a great conversation. All of a sudden, out of the corner of the eye, you see something on the ground. You see a stone. You see a rock. And you stop for a second. And now you're energetically drawn to an inanimate object. And you pick it up and you go, oh my God, this rock is amazing. And you feel something from that rock. What is that? Oh, I'm going to take this home to my mom. I'm going to take this home to my son. He's going to love. Like energetically, that rock, there's life in this inanimate object. So if we know that everything's an energy, as I'm talking to you right now, there are waves, your Wi-Fi waves. Here's what's really cool. You have Wi-Fi in your house. I've got Wi-Fi in my house. I walk into your house. I don't have your Wi-Fi until I log into your what? Your frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So if we know that these frequencies exist and we know that we're surrounded by radio frequencies, 5G frequencies, 4G frequencies, negative energies, negative frequencies, then it makes sense that everything that we're about, being that we're energy beings, we're just a being of energy that shows up in the form of matter, right? So our cells are all energy, our heart's all energy, our blood's energy, everything is energy. Now it shows up in the form of matter. If we know that, then we can make sense and make peace with it. That's why when we have a thought about our mom, that thought is an energy, it's a frequency. And all of a sudden your mom calls you. Where'd that come from? So we know this. Einstein, Nikola Tesla, all these guys back in the day were studying quantum physics, all these different things. And they said, Einstein said the best. He said, the future of medicine is going to be frequencies. And it's crazy. I help and heal people simply by playing a bowl. This little bowl right here, let me show you. I can play something just like this. And people can hear this and it's tuned to the frequency of your throat energy center. And the more I play this, the more you start to feel your throat opening up. So we know that sound is a frequency and that we know that if we tap into these frequencies, then we can kind of modify and adjust our lives. Sales, how I feel about my job, how I feel about the person on the other end, the frequency, the vibration, the energy I attach to that person's making a decision can affect that closing of that sale or that person engaging in whatever I'm selling and offering. So it's a fun game to play in, Wes, because when you understand that everything is a frequency, then you work on how to fine tune that frequency so you can dial it in, whether it be your message, whether it be your energy. I mean, imagine waking up one day and go, God, I hate my job. It sucks. I got to make 5 sales today. Well, that's an energy. That's a frequency. Or if you go, oh my gosh, today's going to be a great day. 5 sales on the book already done. I feel it. It's great. That's an energy. Mm-hmm. That's a frequency. So when you understand this, everything that you do, everything that you experience, if everything is a frequency, then you got to figure out what in your life you need to remove, what are the things you need to add to your life to raise. The whole idea is to raise your frequency, raise your vibration, raise your love, raise your happiness, raise your joy. That's all frequency driven. And that's the space I've been in for the last 4 years since we've last talked. And now with this new year, everybody's frequency is like, they're like, all right, this is my year. I'm going to crush it. I'm going to discover my passion. I'm going to find the man I want, the woman I want. All that stuff right now is an all-time high right now because energetically the universe has been preparing for it. And that's why if you feel a shift, if you feel this uneasiness about you, where's that coming from? That's frequency. That's vibration. That's energy. You're still the same person, but there's been a shift and you have to shift with the shift or you're gonna get shifted all over on. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, the things you did yesterday, the things you did last year, goal setting and all that stuff's gone. It doesn't work anymore because everything is shifted in a major way. So you have to shift along with it. And I'm kind of in the front of that conversation for a lot of people.
Right. All right. Speaking of,
I went a long way for that, but it's important. It's important that people understand that everything is frequency. Everything's energy right now.
So speaking of shifts, this little Riverside FM is telling me we should be on Chrome. I'm on Chrome. So keep this window open, maybe mute yourself because we'll keep talking and I'll do a little song and dance while you switch to Chrome. Let's see if this, because the video was a little bit choppy. But see if you can open that in Chrome while I dive in. So I took some notes here. So, and I get all of that because you've seen the Debbie Downers. I mean, they're running around the office, long face. This is too hard. Our product's too expensive. There's too much competition. We don't have the latest update about all these. And we can talk ourselves into success or failure. I mean, I believe, you know, Henry Ford, you know, one man thinks he can, one thinks he can't, you know, they're both right. So I get all that. Sometimes it seemed like this crosses into the woo-woo realm, right? I'm like Mr. Practicality. And so what do you say to those folks? Like the sound bowls, is it a psychosomatic thing? Is it more of a meditation thing? You say this affects my throat, so then do I just focus more on the throat and therefore I'm kind of like heal thyself sort of thing? Because I'm more attuned to it, I can improve it? Is it that simple?
No, this is not. Here's what I can tell people. You don't know what you don't know. And that all the questions you're asking are all preconceived idea and a preconceived notion, a preconceived tape, a preconceived impulse, a preconceived whatever. And so what I tell people is you can continue to tune into that. You can continue to doubt. You can continue to not understand. Or you can just understand that if I go to my friend's house and I don't know how Wi-Fi starts, but I ask for his Wi-Fi code and it starts, and I can just accept that as it is without having to know where the Wi-Fi way is coming from, where the router is, what this is. If I can just do that, then you can allow beautiful things to happen.
Well, so but I mean, along those points, though, I can see tangibly that my phone is now connected to the Wi-Fi. Like a friend of mine sells the Kangen water machines, right? And people swear by these things, right? Yep. I got some water from him, a couple of gallons of it a couple of weeks ago. He came over last night, brought a couple more gallons. You know, he's like, you may not be able to sleep tonight. You may be, you know, so energized. You may get the best sleep of your life. Like, it's going to affect everybody a little differently, kind of depending on what you need. It's filling in the gaps. I'm like, okay, I'm down with whatever. Like, I am open-minded. I'm guzzling this stuff. I brought it to jiu-jitsu. I mean, I drank it. I put it in my coffee. I mean, he's like, use less coffee because it's like pure water. It's like smaller molecules. It's better absorption on. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll try it, right? And like, my wife tries it. And like, yeah, we don't notice anything. So he brought some more, you know, drank it last night, drinking it today. I'm like, I don't notice anything. So now I do understand, like, from your shows, right? I have not been hypnotized on stage. I've gone up a couple times and I know like part of it or all of it is like, you got to be totally open and willing to go there. So, and if you're not, you're not going to go there. So am I blocking something? With the water or with the sound or does it not work for some people? Right. You see where I'm going?
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. So this is the biggest, one of the biggest things when I was a hypnotist, people say, well, I don't believe in it. Can't work and blah, blah, blah. So, all right, just come in, go along for the ride or just watch. With sound, I've done enough sound bowls. I have done enough work with hundreds, thousands of people. And I can tell you, every time somebody lays down, and here's your key word, Wes, because I know you're very analytical and I know people are very analytical. They got to know the system, the process, they got to know is once you let your guard down and surrender, not in a bad way, surrendering is not a bad thing. Becoming vulnerable to something beautiful is not a bad thing. Once you do that and you allow something to happen without any expectation, and here's the kicker, without any, well, you drink this water, Wes, and you're going to feel like Superman. Well, there's an expectation there. You're like, well, shoot, I'll try that. When you let your guard down and you let the forces at work that you cannot see go in and do what they're supposed to do without any reservation, without any hesitation, without knowing the outcome, then magic can happen. And when I do sound work, when I do any type of one-on-one coaching, mentoring, it's like we go into every session without expecting anything. And in that, there's no barriers. There's no walls. There's nothing I need to come down or somebody needs to come down from. And magic happens. I guarantee you, as thought provoking as you are and as, you know, connected as you want to be to understand and figure out how it works, you lay down here like you're getting ready to go to bed and just relax and just breathe nice and slow. I promise you you'll wake up and you'll be pissed off that I woke you up because it's going to feel so damn good without any expectation. I have a knowing how sound works when somebody surrenders to the process. And what a lot of people do is they got to figure out all the answers. And the reality is you'll never know all the answers. You'll never know all the answers. And you'll drive yourself crazy and batty and in stress, into addiction, into all kinds of crazy things. Not saying you're doing it, but people have done that in the pursuit of trying to figure it out. And mama, you don't know me and all that stuff. And that's a bad frequency to carry around when there's so much beautiful things out there. Okay, I'm slowly coming now.
Yeah, well, you're pretty clear right now. But so let me ask you then, is it any different? And if so, how? You know, than me just laying down and playing some Beethoven, some classical music, and just allowing myself to unwind and let that. Is it the mere fact of letting go? Is that like where's the magic, right? Is it just the mere process of letting go, or is it the sound? Is it both? Is it 90-10, you know?
Yeah. So I just wrote something down in my journal. This was written last night. Okay. This is a brand new journal I just got. The great joy in life, and I hope you get this and everybody gets this, is letting go and finding our truth. The great joy in life is in letting go and finding our truth. And in doing so, once you know that truth, is spend the rest of your waking moments discovering your truth. So, yes, you can go in, let go, put on Beethoven, Run DMC, hee-haw soundtrack, I don't care. And you can find that sweet spot, whatever that is for you, if you let go without any, here's the big thing, any expectation. When I do sales, I know what result I would like to have. I know what result would feel amazing for all parties involved, but I'm not going to go into every sale expecting this type of outcome. If I do, I'm setting myself up for trauma. So everything I do, especially when knowing frequency, is around the space of, I don't know what I don't know. I'm going to surrender to it. I'm going to do what feel my heart is filled by or fuels me. And I'm going to surrender to the outcome, whatever it is. And I'm doing so, oh my God, the pressure, it's like a full body massage. And then you throw sound into it, or Kagan water into it, or a scented candle or incense, whatever. That just adds more flavor to what I call raising that vibration. It adds more to the higher frequency, the higher vibration. So you start to feel better. You know, you don't feel better by watching Breaking Bad episodes. And some people feel that, oh, that's the only way I can release is if I watch, you know, I supercharged and binged on a Breaking Bad episodes. Nothing against it, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about living a life where you have this thing called flow and you have this thing called peace and abundance that just happens because you've surrendered to it and you're letting go of what could be, what was, and you're just saying so present, and it is what it is. You know, your isness, I call it your isness. What's going on with your isness right now? Like, what is it for you? You know? And it's just a softer, gentler way to navigate through life versus having to freaking know everything. And this new energy, this new frequency, Wes, it's not allowing people to feel comfortable doing that anymore. It feels weird to do that. To sit there and want to figure everything out right now because everything shifted.
Right.
Everything's like, I don't know.
So
let's just go.
All right.
I don't know.
So
let's just go.
You know,
I'm good old Bubba. I've got my business and the government done shut me down. I'm a salesman at a company and the government shut us down. They're still breathing down my throat. I got to make quota. I got to pay the lights. I got baby needs a new pair of shoes. You know, what the hell, Tony Lucero? I can't just play some bowl and let go. I got to hold on tight, man. I got bills to pay.
That's a lot of energy and frequency and clogation. It's kind of like not having a bowel movement for a very, very long time when you talk like that, when you act like that. So you need a cleansing and you need to realize that maybe all of that stuff happened for a reason. And maybe if you would just sit for a minute and figure out the message and the meaning behind it all, and you shifted because that job wasn't really what you wanted to do anyway. That wasn't really your calling anyway. And you were miserable every single freaking day that you showed up at that job and bitched and moaned. about whatever was going on. That person, this person, this job, they cut my thing. I can get my rib bone. Like maybe all of that was by divineness. And maybe you had to go through all that. And maybe if you just took a time out and sat with it for a second, maybe you'd find something beautiful that would happen. What a lot of people are going through right now, they're feeling exactly what you said, Wes. And it's, you know, well, you know, now what I'm going to do? Like, yeah, what are you going to do right now? Like, do you want to jump back into the battle and just pick up where you left off and have everything the same old, and be complaining a week down the road, 2 weeks down the road, a year down the road, still about the same things? Or do you want to take a breath for a second? You want to surrender? You want to let go and realize this is for a reason? Don't know what the reason is yet, but I got some time. I'm good. You know, I'll figure it out. And when you make that decision, all of a sudden the veil is lifted and now, boom, away you can pop. I call it the pop. You can pop and go in a whole new direction and be 10 times more magnificent than you ever thought you could be.
Yeah.
But you gotta let go. You got to surrender and you got to be like, okay, and trusting that God or whatever you believe has got your back.
Yeah.
And be okay with that.
Yep. Yeah, everybody. Okay. Yeah, I look at all of the setbacks I've had, right? With 6 months after leaving the Air Force, I was on unemployment. You know, my second son was born on unemployment. We lived in Mobile, Alabama, 2-bedroom apartment. You know, I took a job selling mobile homes for a draw against commission because it paid like $20 a week more than unemployment. Yep. You know, made $100,000 my first 12 months. And I'm like, oh shit, I can sell. You know, it sunk in. Right. But who, United States Air Force Academy graduate on unemployment, right? That wasn't in the cards, you know, yeah. Audited by the IRS, audited by the California Board of Equalization because of crappy partnerships, you know, money stolen, laid off 3 times in 2 years, twice on my birthday. I moved my birthday. You know, I mean, it's like, all right, just roll, man. It does suck when you're going through it, but it's like, what else? What are you going to do? I mean, keep plugging.
Are you better? Are you better because of it?
Oh, for sure.
Perfect. Then mission accomplished.
Yeah.
And that's the beautifulness that a lot of people don't see in that moment when all this is happening. It's the why is woe is me. It's, yep, these people are right, and I'm a failure, and all this stuff. And the reality is, you know, if life was just a bowl of cherries, you know, it's like, come on, like how appreciated will we be when we do something that is significant?
Mm-hmm.
And you've gone through that, and now you get to coach and teach people through that, just like I get to coach and teach people through all my bankruptcies and my failed divorce marriages, and you know, all the people laughed at me all the time, and every time I would do a show for 10 years, oh, it's fake, you're fake. Like, I mean, I heard all that stuff too, but. Here's what I realized, you guys, and this is another thing I want you to get. Like, anytime somebody says something like that, anytime you start talking to yourself like that, that is your personality at that moment. And that personality becomes your personal reality. And this personal reality can be changed when you change your personality. So if my personality is, why does this keep happening to me, and this sucks, and this, like, guess what? That becomes my personal reality.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the coin, you have people that are thriving in when all that stuff's going. You have thriving in a place when, you know, we don't know who our president is. We have businesses that are thrive. We have people that are moving. We have, you know, this vibration of love and light that's happening all around you. But since you're so locked into your personality, your personal reality is, it's not what it needs to be unless you decide that's what you want.
Right.
So we just have to, the whole thing is trust, man. You got to let go, just like I wrote in my journal. You got to let go, which is the greatest joy in the world, is letting go. Mm-hmm. And then you got to find the truth about you, mm-hmm. and trust it. Trust that truth. And then you'll rise up. You can sell RVs. I used to sell Kirby vacuum cleaners. I did $70,000 in 7.5 months selling Kirby vacuum cleaners right out of the Air Force. You know, I had to do, I learned, but the skills that I learned knocking on that door, seeing that person in less than 3 seconds, convincing them I need to get in the house because I was in a contest. And I believed in myself that I could service that person. Once I got in, that was my energy. That was my frequency. People just let me in their house, complete strangers. Mm-hmm. All over California, and I'd walk in and walk out with, you know, $2,000+ in 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Why is that? So again, it's an energy, it's a frequency, and it's a vibration. And if you want to feel life, you got to raise that frequency. And the way you do that, you got to let go of some stuff, man.
Yeah.
Like, you got to let go of, oh, well, sales, my sales thing is, my numbers are 1 out of every 10. That sucks. And well, guess what? It's going to get worse than that. It's going to be 0 out of 10 with that attitude. You keep that up. You know?
Yeah. And it's, have you heard of Jocko Willink?
No, I should though, with a name like that. I'm going to change my name right now.
He's got a son. He's got a son named Thor.
Oh my God. I got to meet this kid. I got to meet him.
But yeah, great dude. Retired Navy SEAL. And, you know, written a bunch of books, speaking tour, podcast. He's got everything going. But he talks a lot about detaching, you know, and I've tried to explain that process. It's like when you, I equate it to sports and especially golf, because you watch a, yeah, I mean, you watch a professional golfer, and if it's a 30-foot putt or a 3-foot putt, they go through the same routine. You're like, come on, man, 3 feet, that's a gimme. That's a tap, and you can make it left-handed backwards. I mean, piece of cake.
Yeah.
But they follow that routine so they can detach from the importance, right? Maybe that 3-foot putt is to win their first major tournament, to win the Masters, right? Not only is it like $1.5 million, it's a major tournament. You are in the record books forever. People will know your name. And you can miss that 3-foot putt. There's 100 million people watching it around the world. 1 billion will watch the replays. The endorsements, you know, you get $1.5 million prize money, but you'll get $10 million in endorsements because of that. I mean, so that little 3-foot putt is worth, you know, $15 million and your name. So if you think about all that, you will miss that putt 100 times in a row. You're too anxious, right? So you have to literally not care. You have to care while not, you have to care enough to not care. Right?
Yeah.
Like, go through, have the routine so you're in the right place of mind. You've practiced perfectly. You know, let your body do that thing. So, but we do, we get wound up in, I need a new Apple Watch and phone, and my neighbor, oh, I got to get a new BMW because my neighbor got a BMW. Like, do we own things or do the things own us?
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's crazy you said, because obviously you and I are golfers, and you know, look at the Nick Faldos of the world, look at the Scott Hoke of the world who missed that 3-foot putt. You know, they took something out of the routine. They took, you know, they started bringing in outside stuff. They probably had thoughts of exactly everything you said. This is for 15. This is for whatever. This is for, you know, for me to make the. Yeah. And so you do that. So the whole thing is, once you develop these, I call them modalities, or you develop this pattern, this routine that works for you. It's like, no matter what's going on, it's like you always fall back on that. And the more you do that, obviously, I've read some books from a Navy SEAL. God, what was the one book I read? But you know, their whole idea is you slow down to go fast.
Yep.
And in that slowing down,
slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
You got it.
Yep.
And that's how we have to do that. So when you were talking about these people or anybody that's going through that thing right now, where you don't know me because I can make money and like I lost this, like this is the time, energetically, frequency wise, vibrationally wise, you need to slow down right now. This is the big, your big aha moment's about to unveil itself. It's not to jump back into the game and start, you know, slashing. You know, it's your time to stop and take that breath and find out what your routine is and find that, get into that groove and find that sweet spot. And then the universe loves speed. the Navy SEALs, once they get it and they go full time, it's like, it's amazing how efficient and how fast they are. But they had to do the I don't want to say the heavy lifting, but they had to do that process and be able to know and feel and sense what's going on in different situations, so that when it does happen real time, the universe delivers that to you. It will seem fast. You're like, golly, that happened quick. I found my career. I found my job. I found my girl. I found my money. I got money in my bank account. I got a brand new car. I got 3 new dogs. That happened so fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's how it works. And when I work with people and I coach people that are multimillionaires, that have their business is thriving, but over here, it's not. You know, it's working fast over here, but it sucks over here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to learn how to balance these energies, balance these frequencies. We have to learn how to let go over here and let go over here. You don't have to be at your job. There's only 24 hours in a day, but you're there 27. Like, how's that possible? You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to figure out how to do that, you know?
Right.
So all kinds of great things can come if we can get quiet. And we can let go, and we can know that everything is a vibration. Every thought carries a vibration. And if I have a negative vibration about what I'm doing, I promise you, whatever I'm doing is going to bring me negative things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if my intent is to shift that and become a better version of myself, like people say, what's your goal, Tony? My only goal? I don't write them out on chalkboards and vision boards. That's so 2020. That's not how you're going to get things done. My goal is to become a better version of myself every day. And if I know that's my only goal, I promise you, I will make more money, change more people's lives, have more deeper relationships, more what experiences I've ever had in my life, as long as I stay true to that. You know, I just want to be better every day.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody have a clean slate right now. Everybody's been given a clean slate. 1221, when the big shift happened, the new age of Aquarius, and now we have this new feeling that, hey, I got to do something big with my life. Now's the time to
mm-hmm.
do it. But you got to slow down. And you got to understand that frequencies that you've been carrying around with you in the past are not going to work in the present. And if they do work, you're going to be fighting a battle. And it's going to feel just like, oh, this feels like 5 years ago.
Yep.
Look at me. There I go again. You know, like, yep. No, it shouldn't be like that. Like, this is, you could be better right now.
Yep. And I wish everybody would do jujitsu, man.
Yep. Breathing. Breathing.
Breathing and you get in a bad spot. You relax because, like, you're just going to wear yourself out. And now, you know, after 4 years, so I'm 4 years older. I'm 4 years more banged up. My hands hurt. My elbows hurt. My shoulders hurt. But I can beat bigger opponents easier. You know, when the new guy shows up, I'm like, okay, no sweat. I'm calmer. I know when to resist, when not. And it's such a metaphor for life. You know, it's like, know when to go hard. Know when to go easy. I always tell people, if you have a big dog, and you need a big dog because you got to be able to feel it, but dogs know jujitsu. You fight them. They use all four limbs, right? They push off. But when you hug them, right, like lay on them, like not enough to kill them, but just like they know that they're trapped, they're pinned. You will see them go, huh, it's so weird. They relax so much. But as soon as you get up half an inch and they feel, bam, they're like, they seize their opportunity, right? They take their shot. And so go wrestle big dogs and you'll get a feel for life.
Did you know that I have a silver medal in jiu-jitsu?
No.
And America's Cup? I had a 90-day challenge. Remember back in the day, we used to do these bye-bye 90-day challenges? One of our 90-day challenges was to take 35 people that have never done jiu-jitsu, couldn't even spell it, learn jiu-jitsu. I got to train with the Gracie brothers up in Santa Monica and in L.A., got to be in their home with this family and get trained by them. We had 90 days to learn jiu-jitsu to go to San Jose in the America's Cup. And I won a silver medal. So I'm very excited about that. But here's what I learned in jiu-jitsu. And Wes, you just answered your whole thing this morning. That first question you asked me about, well, and what if it's too out there? What you just mentioned in jiu-jitsu is exactly what this is. When you have somebody on top of you, when you feel pressure and you can release that and you can kind of get comfortable with that, you get to a space where you can feel their energy. You can feel when they're tense. You can feel when they're weakening. You can feel when they're taking a breath, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that coming from? You're so in tune in that moment when you let go. you let go of the, oh, I got to grab his thing. And if you stop that for a second and relax and take a breath and feel in that quietness, and he's exerting all this force and energy, which is kind of like our lives. The outside is exerting all this force and energy. And you can sit there and just like chill out and surrender and trust and let go. Then you'll get to feel your way. And then in that feeling, then you can go, oh, got him. And the next thing you know, he's on his back and, you know, he's tapping out, right? This is the biggest lesson for people, for everybody, is that what you just said. They don't have to understand how frequency works. You can say, oh, Tony, he's crazy, has no idea what he's talking about. Well, that's your personality. That's your personal reality. You can have that. But it's so true. What I'm saying is true. What Wes, you just said, is true. You can use whatever story or whatever analogy you want to use to make peace with it. But the reality is, you've got to let go, and you've got to surrender, and you've got to relax. You can't be all tense and trying to force things all the time. We're not in the age of forcing anymore. Mm-hmm. How's forcing gotten you right now? How's forcing everything in your life? How's that looking for you right now? You ready to try something else? You want to try with frequency? You want to try with breath work? You want to try with the sound bowl? Do you want to try something different? I don't know. You have to ask yourself that. And the great thing is, we have the freedom of choice. And whatever choice you make at that moment, it's the right one for you. But there comes a time where you go, this is horrific.
Yeah.
Like, I want to vomit all over myself because I'm doing the same freaking thing. Every 2 years, I got a great 2-year run on me. I got a great 90-day run on me, and I'm back in the crap again. So
yep.
That's what frequency, that's the space I'm playing in right now. And I'm watching people, it's like a circle. They're just doing the same thing over and over and over again. Why? Me. Why has this happened to me? Yep, they were right. Yeah, I'm not going to do my... We got to get people off the roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And you do that by stopping it. Anybody that wants to get off, you can get off. Anybody wants to stay on, okay. You're going to end up throwing up if you stay on, but if you want to, you can. And the people that get off, they go, oh gosh, let's go ride something else. Mm-hmm. Those are the people I'm working for, the people that want to ride something else.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be a vomit machine every time you get back on the ride again. There are some enjoyable rides in the park, you know? Yeah, just stay away from the food, yo. Stay away from the food, but ride the rides.
Especially the older I get, man, we have to do these forward somersaults, jiu-jitsu. No. I do it once, like, okay, that's it. I'm not doing it twice. I get dizzy, man. I'm like, okay, I'm 50. I guess I'm changing.
I used to be upside down when I was in the Air Force, going chopping out to work. Yep. And like, come on, take it down in the valley. Let's, no more.
Yeah.
It's like, I know my limitations, and I just cheer my friends and my son on. You do that thing. You do that thing.
Knock yourself out. I'll be over in the corner.
We got wise, Wes, in our old age, brother. We got wise.
Well, maybe. I just got decrepit. I'm like, I'll be in the corner stretching, okay? I'll go do your somersaults. I'll meet you on the mat in a little bit.
You got it.
Yep. Oh man. All right. Well, speaking of which, I gotta get ready. It's coming up, man. Noon. We shut down for a couple of weeks, had a few people get sick, so we shut it down, but it's back. We're back. Good. So man, where do we send people? I'm linking to your interview 251.5 back in the day. Right. We're gonna link to this one as well. You've got a free gift, right?
Why not? 'Tis the season.
You know, yeah. If you don't do it, you'll make me cry, and you don't want to make me cry. Okay.
I know. So I've seen that.
You've seen it. It's ugly.
On the mat.
It's ugly.
Yeah. That video that you posted with you crying with that little boy on top, you had that in that.
I know. I told my instructor, he broke the time space continuum. He promoted me to purple belt just because I cried, and then we all got sick. He should have taken a stripe from me on my blue belt. But anyway, I digress. All right. Yeah. It's all about you right now, man. Where do we send him?
Perfect. Go to Facebook, obviously. You can find me, Tony Lucero, on Facebook. That's where everybody seems to go. IG is another place that people play out and hang out. Do a lot of really good stuff on IG. Which is I am Tony Lucero. But then the gift I want to give you and all your wonderful people, Wes, is yourdesiredlifenow.com, yourdesiredlifenow.com. I record a little, I don't know, it's 10 minutes, of 5 steps right now that you can supercharge your life, understand how frequency can propel you in a direction that I know you'll be comfortable with. So that's a free gift for that. And then, other than that, if you have any questions beyond that, you know how to get me. you know, they have this thing called Google.
The Google.
The Google.
Tony.
You can Google me and stuff will pop up.
Tony is on the Google. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. All right, man. I don't know when I'll be in Nebraska, but I assume you'll probably be in California before I come to Nebraska. So come see me.
Yeah, I'll be there at the end of this month. But I appreciate being on your group and being part of this historical day, you guys. This is a historical day right now because of this a brand new platform. It looks like it's good. I believe Wes is going to be happy. And you know what? Your happiness is my reward. So, Wes, there you go. I'm happy that you're happy.
Amen. Well, Happy New Year, my brother. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Love to the family.
See ya.
Bye.
So we had a little technical difficulties in there, trying to smooth out the sound, but hey, it happens. I think I did a pretty good job of it. But, you know, as I'm re-listening to this, you know, it's some great advice in there. It's not all woo-woo. There is, there's a lot to this energy and frequency and vibration and what have you. It's, you know, they attribute it, some will attribute to the universe, right? I think it's God. God is energy. God is light. But you can ramp yourself up. You know, I got the name, the Sales Whisperer, from watching The Dog Whisperer, and you see these hyper dogs, these angry dogs. And if you watch those old episodes, you'd see how calm Caesar was. He didn't contribute to the energy. I think I've told the story before when not long after we moved here, it was 05, 06 maybe, Christmas at our house, and the whole family was over, my wife's extended family, everybody, her and her aunt had a seizure. And I remember they called 911. Two of her sons were cops, so they remained calm. They were tending to her. And I remember when the paramedics showed up, and they were so calm. They just take their time. They get out. Two guys grabbed a gurney. One guy's got his clipboard. He, you know, he's got his little medical kit. He walks in. He starts asking me questions. The other two guys come in with the gurney, start tending to her. And I remember thinking, like, move your asses, people. And afterwards, you know, talking with my cousins and getting their input, you know, he says, look, when you call 911, it's already a bad situation. You know, he says, you ain't calling us to have a tea party. And so, you know, he says, we're not going to show up and contribute to the anxiety, to the bad energy. You know, and it just made sense. So hearing what Tony's doing and his approach, you know, if he can help you calm down a little bit, you know, my dad always says, if you think you're desperate, you are. So that's negative energy, right? That's you just compounding the negative energy, right, into your world, and you make that a reality. You know, I mentioned I'm going golfing next week with some buddies, and you get what you focus on, and you see all the time, you know, mediocre golfers, like, oh, there's a pond over there. Oh, there's a bunker over there. I don't want to hit it. And, you know, it's all in, you can think about. And so you hit it. You know, focus on the good. Focus on where you want to go. See how that works out for you. All right. Like I said, if you want to grow your business one-on-one, or, you know, have me work with your company for, you know, 3 to 6 months, turn things around, shape them up, hit me up, okay? TheSalesWhisperer.com. Go to the contact us, and we will talk. Thanks for listening. I'll go sell something.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.